There is no straight path from your seat today to where you are going. Don't try to draw that line. You will not just get it wrong. You will miss big opportunities. And I mean big. Like the internet. Careers are not ladders. Those days are long gone, but jungle gyms. Don't just move up and down. Don't just look up. Look backwards, sideways, around corners. Your career and your life will have starts and stops and zigs and zags. Don't stress out about the white space, the path you can't draw, because therein lies both the surprises and the opportunities. As you open yourself up to possibility, the most important thing I can tell you today is to open yourself up to honesty, to telling the truth to each other, to being honest with yourselves, and to being honest about the world we live in. If you watch children, you will immediately notice how honest they are. My friend Betsy was pregnant, and her son, or their second child, son Sam, was 5. He wanted to know where the baby was in her body. So he asked, "Mommy, are the baby's arms in your arms?" And she said, no, Sam, baby's in my tummy, whole baby. "Mom, are the baby's legs in your legs?" "No, Sam, whole baby's in my tummy." "Then, Mommy, what's growing in your butt?" As adults, we are almost never this honest, and that can be a very good thing. When I was pregnant with our first child, I asked my husband, Dave, if my butt was getting big. At first, he didn't answer, but I pressed, so he said, "Yeah, a little." For years, my sister-in-law said about him what people will now say about you for the rest of your life when you do something dumb. And that guy went to Harvard. Hearing the truth at different times along the way would have helped me. I would not have admitted it easily when I sat where you sit. But when I graduated, I was much more worried about my love life than my career. I thought I only had a few years, very limited time, to find one of the good guys before he was too old, before they were all taken or I got too old. So I moved to D.C., I met a good guy, and I got married at the nearly decrepit age of 24. I married a wonderful man, but I had no business making that kind of commitment. I didn't know who I was or who I wanted to be. My marriage fell apart within a year, something that was really embarrassing and painful at the time. And it did not help that so many friends came up to me and said, "I never knew that, never thought that was going to work," or, "I knew you two weren't right for each other." No one had managed to say anything like that to me before I marched down an aisle when it would have been far more useful. And as I lived through those painful months of separation and divorce, boy, did I wish they had. And boy, did I wish I had asked them. At the same time in my professional life, someone did speak up. My first boss out of college was Lant Pritchett, an economist who teaches at the Kennedy School, who's here with us today. After I deferred law school for the second time, Lant sat me down and said, "I don't think you should go to law school at all. I don't think you want to go to law school. I think you should because you told your parents you would many years ago." He noted that he had never once heard me talk about the law with any interest. I know how hard it can be to be honest with each other, even your closest friends, even when they're about to make serious mistakes. But I bet sitting here today, you know your closest friends' strengths, weaknesses, what cliff they might drive off. And I bet for the most part, you've never told them. And they've never asked. Ask them. Ask them for the truth because it will help you. And when they answer honestly, know that that's what makes them real friends. Asking for feedback is a really important habit to get into as you leave the structure of the school calendar and exams and grades behind. On many jobs, if you want to know how you're doing, you're going to have to ask, and then you're going to have to listen without getting defensive. Take it from me, listening to criticism is never fun.